Yes, I can, and the new raid will be the Dragon Soul, which will be implemented in 4.3. This will supposedly be the final raid where you will kill Deathwing himself in the end. And again, supposedly, there will be two encounters with Deathwing himself, one of which will be him, and the other will be him corrupted or something, along with a variety of other people that I've never heard of, and they probably just made up just to fit in the raid.
Bullshit.
Actually, this is for real and was announced on their site.
No, it's bullshit that you didn't say their name.
I don't know their name. It hasn't come out yet. Well, actually, it just came out like last night.
Bullshit.
Can we move on?
Go on ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure which one I need to be on.
Just because.
Kind of was already. Oh, fine. Okay. Just because you haven't heard of them doesn't make them unimportant.
Actually, it does. But never mind that. Moving on. What else is coming with 4.3M?
This is kind of strange to explain, so forgive me a little bit as I try to do the best I can. But what this is that currently on the PTR, according to our sources...
Me?
Yes. Listeners of the Hammered Heron. Sources is whatever Jazz finds out. So if it's wrong, blame him. But that's irrelevant. The new thing is void storage. This is going to be a new kind of bank system that where you can store some of your BOA items in it, then pay a normal in-game gold fee to deposit it into the void storage. It just stays there. But if you want, you can go to your BattleNet account, then pay a nominal fee using real money. The current amount is unavailable at this moment, but you can send the contents of your void storage to from one server to another.
Finally, meaning you can actually transfer heirlooms to different servers?
Is that real? That almost sounds real, but I don't know if I can believe that.
Well, do you call it or not?
Sorry, Z.
I'm not calling bullshit. That sounds okay. I mean, the only part I'd call bullshit on is the server-to-server transfer.
Well, you pretty much caught it.
Yes!
It was a complete lie.
Air 5.
2 for 2, technically.
Something like that. But void storage is actually just a way to store your gear after you transmog it, so it's not just sitting there in your bank collecting dust, or using up spaces that you can actually use for other things. Currently on the PTR, the cost is 1,000 gold to open this up, then another 100 gold to deposit, a maximum of 9 items at a time, with a maximum of 80 slots for your stuff. Though, I did recently see an article where they were lowering that, and making it, if you want to take out the item, it'll be free, instead of having to pay in order to remove it from there.
That sounds useful.
It is. And with that comes the end of our talk. End of our PTR talk.
And the end to our BS-a-thon.
Oh. Moving on to Quest of the Week.
Yes. And what is our Quest of the Week?
My Quest of the Week is rather challenging, and yet you can have great fun with it, and get the achievement Ready, Set, Goat.
Goat.
To start this somewhat long quest line, which is actually two quest lines combined, you must first start at Light's Hope Chapel. You must speak with the NPC named Gek Nozzle Rocket, who is located towards the main entrance of Light's Hope Chapel.
Say that name 10 times fast.
I wish.
That's a challenge to the listeners. If you can, good job.
Exactly. The quest you must accept is called Fuse Light Ho. Once there, you need to do some other quests that I won't get into due to spoilers. But then you'll get a Strange Request. That is the beginning of a quest line I'm talking about. It's got challenge. It's got dragons. It's got a really cool pair of goggles you get to keep at the end. That quest line... That quest line also happens to be important to 4.3, in a shadowy sort of way.
Is that a pun?
It might be.
Okay.
Obviously, someone doesn't know what Quest of the Week means, but whatever, moving on.
Bite me.
Okay, next up, Movie of the Week. Z, you got this handled.
Have you guys heard and or seen 50-50?
No, not me. What's it about?
I'll ask this. Do you guys know who Joseph Gordon, something like that, something Levitt? Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think his name is. He's in Inception. He's the skinny guy who's like the friend of Leonardo DiCaprio.
I haven't seen Inception yet.
Vaguely know what you're talking
that's
about.
Also going on the list. It's about this guy, and he's just like a normal guy and just living his life, and then doesn't smoke, doesn't really do anything that would cause this to happen, but then he gets some sort of rare cancer, and it's about his life adjusting to the cancer and everything like that, and it's humorous, it's dramatic, and it'll make you laugh and cry at the same time. And it has Seth Rogen in it, if you're a fan.
I don't know who Seth Rogen is, but it does sound interesting.
What? Have you seen Knocked Up?
Green Hornet?
No.
Green Hornet. Pineapple Express?
No, I don't pay attention to celebrities.
Holy crap.
I don't pay attention to celebrities.
Well, he's good for everything but his laugh. I get annoyed with his laugh.
He's wonderful.
But his laugh.
I'm guessing it's like one of those wonderfully annoying things. Point. Now where's my mallet?
Yeah, but still, he makes some pretty funny movies. But yeah, I recommend 50-50, just saying.
Definitely on my list now, along with Inception.
Yeah, definitely that. Alright, so what's next?
Almost done, but last but not least is the lying tip of the week.
Yes, and as it is, I would like to thank both of you for contributing.
Four?
Well, the lying tip of the week is quantity over quality.
Oh.
Ooh?
If you don't understand this tip, I'll simplify it. You can be the very best liar there ever was, but if you're untrustworthy, then your target audience, even if you have the best lie ever, will not fall for it. So, how do you get over this hump? Friends. Bringing friends into your lies enables said lies and improves them in unspeakable ways.
Okay.
But what if they don't want to help you with your lie?
Then they're not your true friends and you should dump them and find new ones.
Okay.
Let's quickly move on.
If you have heard us and would like to join the World of Warcraft Guild, Drunken Parrot,
you can apply at drunkenparrotguild.com. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or would like to be on the show,
you can contact us at hammeredheron@gmail.com. That's hammeredheron@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.
Catch us next time.